Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nurturies Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. A Brief History of Time by Stephen Hawking is a landmark work of popular science that invites general readers into some of the deepest questions modern physics can ask. Written by a pioneering cosmologist, the book explains how scientists think about the origin, structure, and fate of the universe, translating complex ideas into accessible narratives. Hawking surveys the evolution of key theories, from classical mechanics and relativity to quantum concepts that challenge everyday intuition. Along the way, he addresses black holes, the nature of time, and why the universe appears to follow orderly laws that can be expressed mathematically. Rather than offering a textbook, the book provides a guided tour of big ideas, showing how evidence, reasoning, and imagination work together in cosmology. It also captures a particular moment in late 20th century physics, when hopes were high for unifying nature's forces into a single framework. The result is an ambitious, thought-provoking introduction to why the cosmos looks the way it does, and what we can meaningfully claim to know about it. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from Earth-centered cosmos to modern cosmology, Hawking begins by placing today's cosmological questions in historical context, showing how our picture of the universe changed as observation and mathematics improved. Early models treated the heavens as perfect and unchanging, often placing Earth at the center. Over centuries, careful measurements and new instruments pushed thinkers toward a sun-centered system, and eventually to the realization that the stars are distant suns in a vast galaxy among many. This progression matters because it illustrates a central theme of the book's scientific ideas are not static truths but models that survive by explaining more with fewer assumptions. Hawking highlights how key shifts in physics reshaped cosmology. Newtonian gravity made the motion of planets and falling apples part of the same story, while later discoveries revealed that space is far larger and more dynamic than once imagined. The reader is introduced to the notion that the universe has a history and that cosmology is a science grounded in testable predictions. By tracing these milestones, the book equips you to appreciate why modern questions about expansion, beginnings, and endings are natural extensions of earlier breakthroughs rather than sudden leaps into abstraction. Secondly, relativity and the fabric of space and time. A core topic is Einstein's relativity and the way it reframes gravity as geometry. Hawking explains that space and time are not separate stages on which events occur, but are intertwined into space-time, whose curvature influences the motion of matter and light. This shift helps readers understand why massive objects bend light, why clocks can tick at different rates depending on speed and gravity, and why the universe can expand without expanding into anything. Relativity also changes what it means to talk about time. It becomes observer-dependent in many situations, yet physical laws retain consistent form. Hawking uses these ideas to motivate modern cosmology, where the large-scale behavior of the cosmos is described by solutions to Einstein's equations. Concepts like cosmic expansion, horizons, and the possibility of singularities become more intelligible when gravity is seen as space-time curvature. The discussion builds intuition without relying on heavy mathematics, emphasizing the explanatory power of a theory that connects phenomena from planetary orbits to the evolution of the universe. By the end of this thread, the reader sees why relativity is the backbone of any serious account of cosmic origins and large-scale structure. Thirdly, quantum uncertainty and the limits of classical prediction. Hawking introduces quantum theory as the framework needed to describe nature at very small scales, where certainty gives way to probabilities. Classical physics suggests that if you know the present precisely enough, you can predict the future exactly. Quantum physics disrupts that picture. Fundamental quantities cannot be simultaneously determined with unlimited precision, and outcomes are best described by likelihoods. Hawking uses this contrast to explain why a complete cosmology must reconcile the large-scale geometric view of relativity with the probabilistic rules governing particles and fields. He discusses how quantum effects are not only laboratory curiosities, but can matter in extreme environments like the early universe and near black holes. The result is a more nuanced view of scientific explanation. Prediction remains powerful, but it is framed in terms of statistical expectations and constraints rather than certainty about every detail. This topic also supports the book's broader philosophical questions, such as what it means for the universe to be governed by laws if those laws encode probabilities. For readers, the payoff is an understanding of why modern physics often talks about what can be known and measured, not only what exists in an intuitive, everyday sense. Fourthly, black holes, thermodynamics, and information puzzles. Black holes serve as Hawking's most vivid case study for the intersection of gravity, quantum effects, and thermodynamics. He explains how, according to relativity, sufficiently compressed mass can create a region from which nothing can escape once it crosses a boundary known as the event horizon. This is dramatic on its own, but Hawking explores why black holes also raise deep conceptual problems. Thermodynamics introduces notions like entropy and irreversibility, connecting the behavior of large systems to the flow of information about microscopic states. When black holes enter the story, questions arise about what happens to information about matter that falls in. Hawking's work famously associated black holes with temperature and radiation effects, suggesting they are not perfectly black and can evolve over time. The book uses these ideas to show how physical laws that seem separate become linked in extreme regimes. Readers gain a sense of why black holes are not only astrophysical objects, but theoretical laboratories that stress test our understanding of time, causality, and the relationship between fundamental laws. This topic also demonstrates how progress in physics often comes from confronting paradoxes and refining concepts rather than simply collecting more facts. Lastly, origins, cosmic expansion, and the quest for a unified theory, the book culminates in questions about beginnings and endings, whether the universe had a starting point, what a singularity signifies, and how expansion shapes cosmic history. Hawking discusses the evidence that the universe is expanding and what that implies when extrapolated backward, pointing toward an early, hot, dense state. He also considers possible futures, including continued expansion or eventual recollapse, depending on the universe's overall properties. These scenarios are not treated as mere speculation, but as outcomes tied to physical parameters and the laws used to model them. At the same time, Hawking emphasizes that the earliest moments press current theories to their limits, because extremely high energies demand a synthesis of relativity and quantum physics. This leads to the motivating ideal of a unified framework that could describe all forces and particles consistently. The reader is introduced to the ambition and difficulty of such a project, as well as to the idea that a deeper theory could change how we understand time itself. The topic leaves you with a map of the major open questions in cosmology and why they remain central to physics. In conclusion, this book is best suited for curious readers who want a rigorous but approachable overview of modern cosmology without needing advanced mathematics. It will appeal to students testing their interest in physics, lifelong learners drawn to big questions, and anyone who enjoys seeing how evidence and theory interact to build a coherent picture of reality. The practical benefit is not that it teaches formulas you can apply tomorrow, but that it strengthens scientific thinking, how to hold models lightly, follow logic carefully, and accept uncertainty where nature demands it. Many readers also find that the book enriches everyday perspective by placing human timescales and concerns within a far wider cosmic story, compared with similar popular science titles. Hawking's work stands out for its authoritative connection to frontier problems like black holes and the deep relationship between gravity, quantum effects, and thermodynamics. It also balances history, conceptual explanation, and philosophical implications in a way that keeps the focus on the central ideas rather than on anecdotes. If you want one compact book that can reshape how you think about time, space, and the universe's origin, it remains worth buying and revisiting. If you would like to support Stephen Hawking, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.